RSN Central's Form Express.
We just had a little trouble getting on to a few of our guests, so we'll go straight into the Form Express right now, and they're racing at Sandown this afternoon. Let's hear what Dean Lester had to say regarding his best bets.
Michael, I am going to race 5, number 3, Paldoro is the best. The best value is race 6, number 8, and that is Convict Sam for the quaddie. First leg 3, 5 and 12. Second leg 2, 4, 6 and 8. Third leg 1, 3, 5, 6 and 12. And come home on 4, 5, 6 and 13. Play of the day, simple all up for me. A win race 2, number 7, Guardian Spirit, into a win race 5, number 3, Paldoro.
Let's hear what Dave Eustace has to say about the chances of Video in race 2.
Yeah, he's very well. We were keen to run him on Tramma and Cup Day, but the weather didn't really allow us to do that. We think he's the top of the ground horse, so he's had a jump out in between. He's really come on from that win at Horsham, which he'll need to do, but very happy with him. I think he'll run really well.
And here's Calvin McAvoy on the chances of Got the Style.
She's got a lot of talent. She doesn't want it wet, so the track should suit her. She'll be positive, and she's got a lot of talent. So if everything goes her way, she'll be hard to beat, I think.
And here's Shane Montgomery talking about the meeting at Gosford today, and hopefully Shane can help us back a winner there at that six race program at Gosford. It's only provincial meeting on a Wednesday afternoon. New South Wales, of course, with their metro meeting, will second one anyway on a Friday night at Canterbury. But hello to you, Shane.
Hello, Gareth. Yeah, good morning all. The seals have just come out for Canterbury on Friday night, so we'll roll the sleeves up and get into that after we have a look at this.
All right, mate, how do we back a winner there at Gosford?
Race 2, number 8, Ultra, was making a Gosford debut when she found another too good last start. She was beaten at short odds, but she was far too good herself for all except the winner. I think she deserves a chance to atone. And hopefully the best is in the next race, race 3, number 8, K Coco. Hit the line very hard to score at Musselbrook on debut and produced only over 1,000. He did beat 3 next start winners on the day. I think he'll appreciate the distance rise he's attempting here. So race 3, number 8, K Coco, I hope's our best bet. In the quaddie in the first leg in numbers 2 and 8 only. The second leg 1, 3, 6, 7. The third leg, 1, 2, 4, and 5, and then 2, 3, 7, and 9 in the last.
All right, mate. Good luck today.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Racing at Balaclava in South Australia. Hello to you, Nadia Horn.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. How do we make some money there?
Well, I think we're going to kick off in race 3 today in the 1,400-metre maiden. You're getting, you know, better than even money, and I think that looks a pretty good price here. In this event, the number 13, Melody Shine. Now, it rated to a very strong level at its last start effort. If it reproduced that, like, it's clearly the horse to beat in the race, and you would feel that being its second run back, it's going to take pretty good benefits out of the run into this race here today. So it does look the goods and should be pretty hard to beat. The form around it, some of those who beat Homer's sons has come out and ran placings in lesser grade races since, so the form does look quite strong. So that's race 3, number 13, Melody Shine, the first of the specials. We then rolled into race number 4, and here I think number 4, Canaday. He's a pretty tough horse, but he backs up 7 days. He looks very well placed on what he's done this time. And he's had the 3 runs back. He usually takes a few to get him right, but he always rates within, you know, length and a half of his best. He's adaptable. He can come off of different race tempos. And he's also been a winner around this track. So I do feel that Canada is going to be hard to beat race 4, the 4. And the other horse I like, in race 9 in the mile race, number 18, African Awesome, an emergency who gains a start here and does get a 3-kilo claim. Obviously, he's a class horse, hence the reason why it's got so much weight to lump. But it ran in a race first up from a break. There was support for it. It got on the inner track. It got back, so it wasn't suited. The ratings it ran to last preparation, if it could run anywhere near that, you'd feel that this horse would be winning and it'd be starting a short price favourite. It's just where the horse is at this stage of its prep, but we are getting a decent price around that $5.50, $6 mark to have something on each way in this lineup. So the three horses are race 3, the 13, race 4, the 4, and race 7, number 18. And for the quaddie today, 1, 2, 4, first leg, 2, 4, and 7 in the second, 1, 5, 13, the third leg, and 1, 3, 8, and 18 in the last.
Good on you, Nadia. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn there, racing at Belmont on a Wednesday afternoon. And Pete Ayrthers joins us. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth.
Belmont's becoming busier in WA than it is in the winter months these days.
Yeah, it really is. It's doing its job so far this year, but yeah. Credit to the track staff, Gareth. It's playing actually really pretty well, and you know, there's been no issues at all given the warmer weather. It's pretty hot over here in Perth at the moment, over 25 degrees every day and no clouds. So they're obviously doing extra time in the darker times at night, Gareth, to make sure the track's got enough water on it.
A bit like you, Pete. Anyway, how do we back a winner there at Belmont today? Where do we start?
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting card. There's a few at odds that I think could bob up, and I mean, for the most part, it will depend if there is a track pattern. I'm expecting probably you don't want to be last, but outside of that, I think there's a few at odds. So in race two, there's one for SJ Miller, Gareth, Bell Lap, which actually ran particularly well there first up. It was three wide, no cover. It comes from 1400 back down to 12. I'm not exactly sure that will be the most favourable for the horse. It does look like it might get a little bit more ground, but I thought that if it was really good, and we're getting double-figure quote here to find out, so I'm more than happy to have something on that horse to start with in race two. That's number six in Bell Lap.
All right, then. SJ Miller. This could be the start of a big week for the great SJ Miller.
Yep. There's a handy horse, Gareth, called Holy Enchantment running around on Saturday. You might have heard of it.
Yeah, we should be getting on, I think. Where do we go after that then, Pete?
Yeah, look, race five, number one. We're talking about Spillanova yesterday. It did win third up last preparation, track and distance. It's got the figure as well. There's maybe a small query with the apprentice jock still on board. You know, 63 kilos down to 60. Obviously, Rosie Marnie is doing a lot of things right. She's been pretty good over the last few weeks, but still obviously learning a trade. But Spillanova, I think if it gets its own way out in the front, it's still probably just the bet for me. I wanted $5 plus on opening. Look, it's currently $4.40. We might get a little bit later, a little bit of a better price later. There's a horse called Island Missile for the Ganjimis that might find support because they're absolutely flying. So just monitoring Spillanova there. But we'll go to race six, and Midnight Mystery was just enormous last start. Alan Matthews trained. Paddy Carberry jumps back on board, regular jockey. Was really good going through the line. Step up in distance looks a big pick. There was support for the horse on the day as well. Maybe the smallest query drawn gate three, but I'm hoping Paddy can set it more midfield as opposed to back in the field. I just can't get around some of these horses that are in the market, Gareth. They've got Star of Rosie and Patchwork, which are improving types, but they're still yet to put pure numbers on the board from a data point of view. So I'm pretty keen here to have a decent crack at Midnight Mystery at $10.
When he speaks like that, folks, I would highly recommend you take notice, because you rarely miss when you have that type of confidence there, Peter. So we'll be jumping on the Alan Matthews and Patrick Carberry combination there, Midnight Mystery.
Sounds good to me, Gareth.
All right, go and get there, mate. What about just quickly with the Winter Bottom? Perfect draw for the favourite Elite Street and Barrier 10, I would imagine.
Yeah, completely agree. There's plenty of speed drawn out wide. Wilcino's going to have a real hard time of things early with horses like Indian Pacific, Red Can Man, Money Matters, Long Beach. They'll all be coming forward from wide. And there's every chance of Wilcino, if Chris Parnham's not aggressive out of the gate, he gets crossed and just buried on the rail. Elite Street just looks absolutely blessed by this barrier draw. I really struggle to see how anything can beat it.
And Graceful Girls drawn the car park. One of his other big dangers, yeah. So, yep. It looks like it's his race, basically, Elite Street, after that barrier draw. Totally agree. Good on you, Pete.
Go well, Gareth.
Bear Robertson joins us now to preview Launceston tonight. He's been seeing them beautifully, too, on a Wednesday night. Hello to you, Bear.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. We're starting off nice and early.
Yes, we're going to start in the first. We're going to stick to the Adam Trinder, Brendan McCool combination. They got the job done for us last week, and I think number two needs toasting. Was desperately unlucky last start. Brennan tried to sneak up on the rails, and there wasn't enough room. And I think drawn out tonight, I think he'll sail down the middle of the track and get us off to a good start.
Yep, 350.
That's it. And then race two, there's the Scotty Brunton-trained Real Brazen, who form on paper doesn't look that flash, but it trialled really well against a really fast horse called Neutralise. Last week down in Hobart, and it's gone up at about $5.50. So I think they've missed it a bit in the market. The favourites are well found, but their form I don't think stands up to what Real Brazen could be capable of. So I'm keen on Real Brazen in the second.
What's the mail from the Brunton camp?
No, they're very, very happy. Scotty nearly contemplated racing it in the three-year-old race last week, but he held off. The maiden this week. So hopefully he's a good judge in this instance.
As long as he's not backing it, we should all back it then, because he's a jinx.
Yeah, it's immoral if he's not on.
Yeah, all right then. And then you've got another one for us?
Yeah, I just think there's one that the market's missed again. Its form, again, is not that flash, but it trialled last week against a very smart horse called Galinas. Race 5, number 1, GG Queen Bee. 4 kilo claim for Taya Stalker. Been backed in a bit, into about 20 to 1 now, but I just think have a small each way play on that. Dictate and win.
Oh, I like it. So there's a couple of nice chances there. Just repeating your numbers, race 1, number 2, race 2, number 9, and race 5, at number 1. What about the inevitable? How's he going?
Yeah, he had his a bit of fast work this morning at Hobart. He sat off a couple of horses, including Shot of Irish, and he rounded them up quite nicely over the last 200. So all roads lead to the new mark of him next Wednesday night.
All right, looking forward to it. Good on you, Bear.
Thanks, Holly. Have a good day.
There we go. Bear Robertson there looking at Launceston tonight. The Meadows today and Ballarat tonight. And Georgie Ferugia, this is in the Greyhound world, joins us now to help us back a winner there. Hello, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. You've been seeing them pretty well of late, especially at the Meadows on a Wednesday. Hopefully that can continue on. And I see that McCauley's lad's going around for Anthony as a party.
Yeah, at $1.10. Yep. probably a nice little show to maybe some of the slot holders of the Phoenix, Gareth, saying, hey, don't forget about me. Yep. But look, hopefully he's pulled up well from being in a bit of dodgem car racing in that Melbourne Cup heat. But I'm sure he'll be fine. But
he just needs a bit of more racing a little bit too, doesn't he, McCauley's lad? You can tell that in his first couple of runs that he's just a little bit rusty at the start, especially when he's had to take on some of the bigger stars of greyhound racing.
Yeah, and with all due respect to his rivals today, a nice soft win maybe would be what the doctor ordered, Gareth, going forward. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how he goes. But, look, I like one in the last race. Race 12, number 5, Blaze of Glory. He's certainly better than what his recent form suggests. It was a good run at Geelong 3 starts ago, Gareth. And if he runs anywhere near his PB of 30 and 13 at the Meadows, I think he'll be hard to beat. He's just a bit hit or miss at box rise, Gareth, but he gets his opportunity here with an ounce of luck. So race 12, number 5, quaddy numbers 2, 3, 4 and 7 into 4, 6 and 7, into 3, 6 and 7, into 1, 2, 3 and 6. Ballarat tonight, there's a handy young pup called Forest Elbow, race 9, number 5. He's only had the 3 starts, Gareth, and his last 2 wins have been fantastic, including a 22.35 win at Geelong, which is very, very good going for a young pup. Should be able to offset the draw here and be hard to beat, race 9, number 5. Quaddy numbers 1, 4, 6 and 8 into 3, 6 and 7 into 1, 2, 4 and 6 into 1, 2, 6 and 8.
And have you changed your mind about the Tab Melbourne Cup yet, or you're still trying to work it out? You've got Lala Kiwi at an each-way price, but are you going to be tipping her on top?
I think I'm going to go Rupee on top because I just think he's the greyhound that might be able to overcome some scrimmage and still win the race. A couple of those other ones probably can't be afforded that, Gareth, but it's a tricky, tricky race. The value clearly lies with number 1 Aussie Secret as well, around the $8 mark. And I know you're keen on Kinson Bale at around $15, purely based on its speed. Its last 2 runs have been fantastic to that first marker. And I think a lot of pundits are suggesting that he'll get a clear run from out there. Well, look, it's a tough one, Gareth, but very, very keen on Mapunga Ruby in the Bolt race.
Good on you, Georgie. Thanks for that.
No worries, mate.
There's George Ferugia there. Dan Malecki joins us. He's on the quick backup from Stall Monday, Healesville Greyhounds yesterday, and Melton today. How are you going, Dan?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Gareth. Yeah, that's the life, isn't it? So enjoying getting to all of the codes. And we've got 10 of the, I was going to say 10 of the best, but it's a 10-race card at Tadcourt Park, Melton today. Weather at this stage is fine and humid. It's actually quite warm, and the track is rated good, Gareth.
All right, then. How do we back a winner, Dan?
My best for the day were race 8, number 1, I'm a Wingate. Good gate speed, has the right draw, so he'll get his chance. I think he's suited with Connor Clark, I think, too. So race 8, horse 1. And in the last, when, you know, I do my tips sometimes, that they're quite early, and you go off maybe someone else's rating, or even my own, but I had no idea Crafty Old Fox was going to come up as short as what he is. Race 10, number 1, Crafty Old Fox. So I thought he was going to be a good each-way play, but he's big under. So I still obviously think he can win, but I don't think he's the value that I thought he might be. So my best for race 8, number 1, race 10, number 1, with some reservation now because of the value. And the Quaddy Tips Garris, the first leg of the main Quaddy's race 5. I suggest putting numbers 1, 2, 4 and 8. Second leg 1, 4 and 6. Third leg 6, 7, 8 and 9. And the fourth leg 1 and 8.
Good on you, Dan. Good call and good tipping.
Thanks, Garris.
There's Dan Malecki there at Shepparton tonight. It's an okay meeting there at Shepparton, but there's some winners to be found. I think in race number 4, I think High Flux will be tough to beat despite the draw. So I think it's a play. And then race 5, horse number 2, Do Not Surrender, gets a lovely draw to probably head to the front and take a power of catching. And then a little later on in race number 7, I'm keen on one here, Feeling Energetic, to give a great side out in front. That's race 7, number 1. We'll take a break and then we'll come back and catch up with Anthony Mann.